Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Richard William, president and CEO of Waseco Resources. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and the ticker symbol is WRI. And the company is an exploration company focused primarily on uranium exploration in the Quebec-Labrador trough. Thanks for joining us today, Richard.
Thanks for having me.
Great. Now, starting off, start talking about the $2 million earn-in with your now JV partner on the Labrador trough.
Well, we have a very interesting situation. We acquired some uranium properties, prospects, about 4 years ago before the uranium cycle kicked in. And we did a joint venture with a South African company by the name of Uramin. And it, in turn, was acquired for $2.5 billion by the French government, a privately owned company called Areva. And as a result of that, we ended up having a joint venture with Areva. And Areva is a very, I guess they're the leader in nuclear power. They have 75,000 employees worldwide. They work in 100 countries. And they provide about 80% of the nuclear power to France. One of the things that distinguishes them is that they're fully integrated. They do exploration, then they do the engineering, development, distribution of power, and ultimately they also do uranium cleanup and recycling. So they're the only fully integrated uranium company and nuclear company in the world and the leader in the field. So having them as a joint venture partner is quite a coup. In addition, they've been working in Quebec for the last 40 years and have quite a wealth of experience. And that's something that we were really looking for in terms of a joint venture partner.
Great. And so, talk about the – so as far as the way that your company works within the sector, are joint ventures and alliances an important part of your business model?
Well, we have a unique situation here where we had the properties. We have a couple of people on the board who have a lot of experience in uranium. Our chairman, Peter Howe, was instrumental in the discovery of one of the largest uranium deposits in the world, and it's in Australia. And then one of our other directors has worked in the field as well. So that was part of why we got the properties. But what we wanted to do was uranium is a sort of a specialty area, and there's about 30 years where people haven't done a lot of exploration for uranium. So unless you're with one of the large companies like Cameco or Areva, you won't have the continuity. You'll have people who looked at uranium 30 years ago, and they probably won't have maintained the new skills that are required, the computer skills, and following the developments, particularly in geophysics and geochemistry. So that's why I thought it was important to work to try and tie up and work with people who have the continuity and the experience and have maintained the expertise in the area. So our relationship with Areva is quite special. And what also in our deal with Areva, what is a little bit unique is because Uramin was based out of South Africa, they weren't as concerned about some of the tax aspects as we are being a domestic company in Canada. And Quebec is one of the most mine-friendly jurisdictions in the world, and they provide some incentives for exploration. So there are some tax rebates that are provided for people who are companies that operate in the province of Quebec. So with our deal, we're the beneficiaries of those tax incentives. So for every dollar of exploration that's spent, we receive about 36 or 37 cents back from the government. This has put us in a very enviable position in that not only are we having exploration done on our properties by people who understand the area and have the expertise to do so, but in addition, we're actually profitable at this stage because we're getting money back from the Quebec government.
Well, great. And so, yeah, talk about some of the trends right now as far as uranium and uranium exploration and how well-positioned Waseco Resources is to continue capitalizing on them.
Okay. Well, we haven't talked very much about the properties, but our initial property acquisitions were based on the fact that we got a little bit ahead of the curve and saw that there was going to be demand for uranium. So we went and did research and acquired some properties that had been looked at back in the last cycle of uranium markets back in the early 80s, late 70s. And we acquired some properties that Shell, Imperial Oil, and Urinerts had done work on and found uranium. So there are known showings. There's also some gold, copper, and other metals there, cobalt. So these were interesting properties. And with our initial year, we started with 110 claims. We then increased that to 330 with the Uramin and Areva situation. So we have a large land position. We're about 300. It's a five blocks, large land position with known showings on it. So it's a good target area. And we're still seeing, we saw in the last 2 years, uranium go way up. It went to over $130 a pound and then dropped more recently down to around 40. And in the last couple of weeks, I think we've seen a bottom. It seems to be turning around. We're back up to $47, $48. And we're seeing the number of nuclear plants being planned around the world increasing. There's probably 100 in the development stages, planning stages. There's about half a dozen being built in China right now and a number being built in India. The States is grappling with the issue and looking at it. And what's also quite intriguing over the last few years is that there's been a recognition, even from the environmentalists, that uranium is a clean, non-polluting method of gaining energy.
Sure. And so what makes your company unique from some of the other players in your sector?
We're a small company that in the last number of years we haven't had to go to markets to issue shares, so we've maintained a fairly tight float. All told, there's 30 million shares issued and outstanding. Management controls about 20% of that. And this relationship that we have with Areva, I think, puts us in a unique situation. We've taken a little bit of the money that we've earned, and we've gone back because the genesis of this company was really a project in Indonesia about 10 years ago that we took all the way to a feasibility study, a gold project. And because of the market collapse and Indonesia having a black eye as a result of a mining scandal, we weren't able to finance that. But now it looks like gold is back up, and we've been able to reposition ourselves there, and that's going to be sort of a second area of focus for us. So we're going to have the uranium and gold, and I think that's a pretty strong combination in today's market.
Definitely, and perhaps you can walk us through your background experience, Rick, as well as that of some of the key management team at Waseco Resources.
Sure. Our chairman is Peter Howe. He was the founder of one of the major engineering firms in Canada. It's international in scope, ACA Howe International. He's got, about 50 years experience. Derek Bartlett worked for a number of the major companies and now runs a couple of juniors on his own behalf. Jay Richardson is our CFO and on the board of directors as well. He's a CFO to a number of mining companies and sits on a number of boards as well. And the newest member of our board is a gentleman by the name of Rick Eckstein, who is part owner of the largest lumber company, privately owned lumber company in Canada. So this is his first foray into the public sector as a director. And then myself, I also sit on there. My background is I'm a securities lawyer and doing international corporate commercial. And I was in-house counsel to a group of mining companies for about 10 years before branching out on my own. And the one that's one of the projects that I worked on was Mine Finders, which is now bringing in a mine that I acquired the property for them about 12 years ago.
So Mark Bailey.
Pardon?
Mark Bailey,
yeah. Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Well, good. And so what are some of the goals and milestones that that Waseco hopes to accomplish here over the course of the next 12 months?
We've been working on this reassembly of our land package in Indonesia for the last 2 years. I'm hoping to get that resolved because when we stopped operations, we were over 2 million ounces of gold, and our recovery was under $100 an ounce. And that was including, we got some credits for recovering zircon, and the price of zircon has increased dramatically, so our costs will even be lower than that. So that's an interesting project to go forward with, particularly when gold today went over 1,080. If we can mine for under $100 an ounce, that would put us well into the lowest quartile and make a very interesting project. On the uranium front, we're going forward with Areva. They've just finished this year's drilling program. They're putting together a program, the results in a program for next year, and I'm looking forward to that as well. And I've also identified a number of other properties that I'd like to bring into the mix so that we could be the conduit for Areva's Canadian projects in Quebec. So if we can develop some, continue to develop that relationship, I think it holds us in good stead.
Great. And in terms of investors, Rick, do you believe that your company's investment story and upside potential is completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
We haven't done a lot of marketing, and we trade almost by appointment at the moment. I'd like to see that changed, and I'm going to start kicking that off with a couple of presentations. I'm going to Quebec City later this month, and then we'll do some rounds in Quebec. We haven't done any marketing in our home base, which is Quebec, and partially because we haven't needed financing, we don't get a lot of following, which tends to be something that attracts a lot of the brokerage firms. But we do have a good story to tell. As I said, we're rather usual being that's profitable, and there's a good opportunity here.
Great. And so once again, joining us today is Richard William, President and CEO of Waseco Resources. The company currently trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is WRI, as well as on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange, ticker symbol WSE, and is currently trading slightly north of 15 cents a share. So before we conclude, Rick, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Waseco Resources as a good long-term investment opportunity?
One reason is, as a junior, we've covered some of the downside. We've got experienced management. We have access to funds. We have a relationship with a major so that in the event that we find something, the financing for the project should be readily available to us, and I think we're well focused on gold and uranium, and we keep a very low corporate overhead, so we're going to be around for a while.
Great. Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on your progress, and I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Thank you very much for having me.